Hello, my name is Daisy Foss, and I'm so excited to be on UK Health Radio. I've been invited by Amanda Nelson, while she's away, to take care of her shows. I am here for 5 weeks, where I can introduce myself to you and share with you my experience of meeting the angels of the Elohim, Merlin, the magician, and the angels of awakening, all these magical beings that help me in my work as I help people to transform through the divine healing and the transformational coaching. So really look forward to getting to know you and sharing my stories. Have you ever had a chakra clearing? Have you ever had an angelic chakra clearing? I bet you haven't. Well, that's what I'm going to explain today, how you can have an angelic clearing of your chakras. And it is such a wonderful experience, and I'm so happy to be able to share it with you. So first of all, we need to know, what are your chakras? Chakras are energy centers. You have 7 of them in your body, 7 above your head, and 7 below your feet in the angelic system that I use. The 7 of them that are in your body, you start with the one in the top of your head, then there is one at your third eye, in between your eyes, then at your throat, at your heart, at your solar plexus, just below your heart, and at your tummy button, your navel chakra, and then your root chakra, base of your spine. So these 7 chakras in your body are like computers. They take in and give out information to your body, and they are like flowers, and they are like vortexes, and they connect all of your body parts to each other. So the chakras in your physical body, the 7 in your physical body, they are organized, and they are organizing your organs. God, there's a lot of organs there, wasn't there? They are amazing, these chakras. The 7 above your head are helping you to connect to the other realms, and of course to the angelic realms, to the stargates, to the stars and the planets, and right up to the great central sun. It was ages before I realized the great central sun was actually the sun in the sky. Sometimes it's the obvious that you don't understand. Unless you ask questions, you don't know what the answer is. So do please ask questions if you have any about the angels, about your chakras. My name's Daisy Foss, and you can connect with me on daisyfoss.com or on any of my socials, Daisy Foss. Or one of them's called Daisy Foss Global. Ooh, I went off there to the angelic realms, back to Earth. The ones below your feet we call your fundamental earthly chakras, and the ones above your head we call your spiritual chakras. So those are the 7 chakras times 3, 21 chakras, and they are the major computers that all the software goes into. So I call them the hardware, the hard drives, and the software is the emotions and the ideas and all the soft stuff that goes in to make these work. So that's a very simplified way of describing your chakras. We could go in deeper, but Amanda, I promised her that I wouldn't get too technical. Gosh, I'm missing her. What about you? It seems she's been gone for ages. I bet she's having a wonderful time. So blessings, Amanda. Once you know where your chakras are and what they do, it's kind of a responsibility to look after them, because a blocked heart chakra happens with trauma and sadness, And a blocked root chakra can mean that you're very scatty and not at all grounded and very anxious all the time. So it's very important to take care of your chakras. What about you? What do you do to take care of your chakras? Most people do it naturally. You know, they go swimming, they have exercise, they eat well, drink well, or drink water. And of course, if you are going into meditation spaces and doing yoga and doing all kinds of things like that, then they will automatically keep the energy flowing through the chakra system. And if your physical body chakra system is clear, then usually the higher chakras are too. They all feed into each other. One of the ways of really fluffing up your chakras or opening them fully is to do a sun salute. And this is what the Egyptian priestesses and priests used to do for sunrise. They would open their chakras with the sunrise, and send the energy through each one separately using sages or perfumes or anything really to enhance and clear their auric field and really open their chakras and balance and harmonize them. And of course, they would use the land and the temple energy to do that with. Did you know you have to clean them regularly? Did you know you have to close them down or even open them up? I didn't. So if you'd like to, get yourself a cup of tea, have a sit down, and we'll go through how you can really take care of your chakras and fluff them and polish them and bring sparkles to them and really get yourself ready for that Christed light to flow through with ease and with grace. Oh, it's such an exciting subject. I love talking about chakras. So let's get on with the show. If you're working with me, who is going to be clearing them? Is it going to be the Elohim angels, or is it going to be Merlin, or is it going to be the angels of awakening? That's what we're going to find out, how these three magical realms of the angels and Merlin and the angels of awakening all can clear at different frequencies and different ways, and to benefit your issues or whatever matters you have that need some healing. I'm also going to share with you the 21 angelic chakra system that I learned of in the temples of Egypt and the Great Pyramid. And this 21 chakra system is absolutely fabulous, and we will talk about that later in the show. This is UK Health Radio, and my name's Daisy Foss. Did you know you had chakras? I certainly didn't when I started this. It was quite a shock to me, and goodness me, I take care of them now. Let me first explain to you, for those who don't know what they are, where they are. So you have seven chakras in your physical body, and they are like the hard disks that the software goes into. And each chakra has a job to do for that particular organ. So if we start at the top of the head, we're starting with the crown. And this is how the Egyptians calculate their chakra system. It's through from the sun, from the great central sun. So the first chakra, their first physical chakra, is the crown, and that is the chakra that operates the brain, the pineal gland. The direction of the crown is quite interesting because it goes up from the top of your head. Most of the chakras actually go from front to back of your body, but the crown goes from the top of the head right down to the root. It's like a channel, a column, a pillar of light. And so the crown is the chakra that this hard disk takes in the energy from the higher chakras and it then filters it through. And the software that goes in is your mental energy. All the thoughts, the ideas, the inspirations, everything that's to do with mentally thinking goes through your crown chakra. And also, this chakra looks like a 1,000-petaled lotus. It has one of the most prolific amounts of energy that is received and given out from your crown. It's beautiful. When you see a fully open crown chakra, it's wonderful. And when they're damaged, they can be really very tatty and closed completely. And the energy has to go in through other chakras. It can't go through the crown. And how do you damage them? You damage them through injury, through fear, through shock, through trauma. I've seen lots of closed crown chakras through trauma, through domestic abuse and that kind of thing. So the first thing we need to do is to earth and ground you at the other end of that tube, and then open the crown chakra so the energy can start to come through. So if you're feeling closed or separated or lost, then we need to look at that tube of light, that column of love, that crown chakra that goes all the way down to the root. I fell over a lot when I was a child, and I remember hitting my head quite a few times, sometimes in anger and desperation. But it was the last time when I fell off a cliff that I really damaged my head. But that's another story and another week when I really challenged my crown chakra, and of course all the other chakras too. So you can knock this out quite easily, but you can put it back together again quite easily. You just need to have a practitioner who knows what they're doing. So all this information comes in through from the top of your head, and it filters down to your next chakra, which is the third eye. And the third eye is literally right between your eyes, by the pituitary gland is. And this chakra governs your eyesight, your clairs, your clairvoyances, your clairsentiences, your claircognizance, all the clairs that you have, all governed the software that goes in at your pituitary gland. And the pituitary gland is also governs the hormones. So your third eye is a really important chakra, and this is the first time it looks out and through the back of the head as well, out through the front and out through the back. It's like a wheel, it's like a vortex flowing through. Your third eye is also known as the seat of the soul, because it connects directly to your one of your highest chakras above your head. And we'll come to that a bit later. With all the looking, seeing, hearing and thinking in your head, going through your crown and through your third eye, we now come to the communication, speaking your truth. And this is one of the chakras that is often most closed down, most shut down in my clients. So I wonder about you. Do you get lumps in your throat? Do you find it hard to say things sometimes? Or do you get so cross that you just open your mouth and this energy just flows out of it because you can't actually express yourself? This is a throat chakra that is closed or closing. And it's amazing how many of my clients can actually breathe a bit better and swallow after their chakra has been cleared or cleansed, and the issues and the matters that caused that have been talked about and been in the healing space. So what is it? Your throat chakra, which governs your throat and your thyroid and part of your thymus, is situated in your neck, just the top of your shoulders. In the man, it's in the Adam's apple, and this chakra can quite often be closed because you're unable to speak your truth or say exactly what you feel. And so sometimes it's a bit like I look at people and the front of the chakra is absolutely wide open, but the back is totally closed down. And of course, it's a very important chakra for your communication, and it connects again to one of the highest chakras above your head. So the throat chakra, very important to take care and cleanse and clear it and make sure it's balanced and harmonized, and that you really can sing, have your joy, and be able to talk how you wish to and when you wish. Feeling restricted in being able to speak when you want to is often sort of drip, drip, drip over time, until all of a sudden you realize that actually you're being controlled by others and you can't speak your truth. You can't say what you really want to say. It's like it's stopped and can't, just won't come out. So how do you clear your throat chakra? Singing, laughing, having a really good scream, hopefully enjoy. But if you find a tunnel that you can scream under, then go for it, girl. Absolutely. And guy. Does wonders for your throat chakra. When was the last time you screamed in a tunnel? Have you ever done it? Oh, I love it. It's one of the best things to do. Or by the sea, screaming into the wind. Yay! Absolutely. Really helps to clear. Because it's not just the throat chakra that clears, but as I'm going to explain later on, it will also clear the other chakras too. Up till now, you've heard snippets of my husband Paul's music. He's a composer of many years, and he made me this series. It's the Archangel's Angelic Crystal Sound Healing Temple Meditation Music. I do hope you enjoy it. It's part of a guided meditation that you can find on my website, daisyfoss.com. Thank you. for the heart chakra. Oh my goodness me. Oh my Gaia, the most beautiful chakra, because this is the one that beams. It has a most beautiful flower wheel at your heart chakra, and this hard disk, it governs your heart, your lungs, it governs your love, it governs your feelings. And the heart chakra, it's the one that can expand, so it's the energy comes in and out like all the others, a tube torus of energy, but it can also expand. It can go from the top of your head to the tip of your toes, and it is the most beautiful chakra when it's open. We call it the heart star. The Egyptians include the thymus in the heart star, and they call that the high heart. So it's your high heart chakra, and the low heart is the solar plexus. So I think we're going to come back to that after the break.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. It's Daisy Foss on UK Health Radio. Now we come to the fundamental earthly chakras. These are the ones that absolutely connect you to the earth. And the first one is the solar plexus. Your solar plexus chakra, which is just below the heart, under the ribs, and this is governed by your stomach, your digestion of life. All these chakras work together now, so the solar plexus works very much with the sacral chakra, your chakra at your navel. This is your trust center, your navel, your creative center. It is a very strong chakra that connects directly with your throat and with your lower chakras below your feet. Your sacral chakra. This governs your liver, your kidneys, your stomach, your large and small intestine, and then it goes down to your root chakra, which governs your sexual organs and your bladder. And it is your rooting, grounding, anchoring into the earth. In my opinion, your root chakra is the most important chakra, along with your heart, because the root chakra, your base chakra, it is your safety, your security. It is your fears, your fights. The root chakra is your connection to earth. And when you don't feel connected to the earth, there's a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety, a lot of insecurity. So the first thing I do when I meet a client is to check that their base chakra is fully connected, that you are grounded, you are earthed, and you are anchored all the way down to your lower chakras. Oh, I'm teasing you, aren't I? What are these lower chakras? Where are they and what do they do? This is UK Health Radio, and my name's Daisy Foss. I don't know about you, but I just think there's so much fear in the world at the moment. So much is being negatively broadcast, so much is being hyped up as being in fear. This could happen, that could happen. But the reality is that actually things are going in a really good direction for most people. And it's knowing that there is solidarity, safety and security at your feet that can really enhance that feeling of good. And if you are feeling a little negative or a little anxious or a little fearful, then what I'm about to tell you might really help you, because it's the chakras below your feet. I learnt about these in Egypt. And of course, it's Merlin's terrain. Merlin is very grounded, very earthed, and of the land. And so these chakras below, these seven chakras below your feet, are the ones that really help you to be part of Gaia, part of the world, part of the earth. And they are, again, they are discs, they are computers, hard drives, call them what you will, but they are centers that connect you with that particular part of the earth. And I'm going to go through them again now, one by one. So just to explain what they are. This is not a chakra clearing, because if it was a chakra clearing, then you would probably be asleep by now. Or maybe you are. I've been quite careful to just explain what we do when we're clearing the chakras and not actually energetically doing it for you. Because that's the thing, when you hear about these things, your body knows, it goes, ah, aha, and it starts to do it and remember it, because it is all about remembering. And that's what the angels tell me, is that I don't learn anything new. You remember that which you had forgotten. And especially with energetics, I remember Amanda saying to me, you don't get certificates for what we do. And I think that's quite right. And when you're working with these lower chakras, it's a whole amazing journey. Some call it a shamanic journey. I like to call it an earthly journey. The shaman, after all, is a wizard. Do you remember when I started talking about the chakras? I mentioned that the crown chakra is flat against the top of your head and goes up and also down like a tube, like a column, right down through to your root chakra. So your root chakra is at the base of your spine, and that column of energy, that spinal energy that goes right through your legs, down through your knees to your ankles, right down to your feet. And this column from your crown through to your root goes right down like a tube of light, right down to the heart of Mother Earth. This is the source of all forms of creation, the heart of Mother Earth, right in the centre of our planet Earth. Gaia, that's her name. The first chakra below your feet is called the Shambhala star. And this is your grounding star, and the energy flows directly from the great central sun through to your crown, through to your Shambhala star. And this is your grounding, like your feet are roots down into the earth. And to me, this is a huge cosmic joke, because Shambhala was the bed and breakfast that I met Isis in when I first arrived in Glastonbury, where I first met Merlin. Oh my goodness me. So this is the Shambhala star that is the place of magic and mystery and the meeting of Merlin, and really where you are grounded. Next chakra is your subroot chakra. I call it the daisy matrix, because I see it as the flower of life, the flower of love, that beautiful matrix, that symbol of the balance of the male and the female, that magical symbol, because the subroot chakra is where you earth, you plug into Gaia. It's as if the energy is flowing now from your root chakra, your tailbone, right down through your legs, these three prongs, these three energies, right down to earth at the subroot chakra. And this connects directly to your third eye. So by being rooted in your subroot chakra, earthed as well as grounded, your clairs are much more efficient. Goodness me, I wish I'd known that. But it's the next one that I really love, and this is called the Earth Star. So the Earth Star is this consciousness of the whole body, and you'll hear me talking about the Earth Star a lot because it connects directly to your soul star. And the Earth Star flows through to the throat. So when you are communicating well, you're communicating from that place of love, but also from that grounded, earthed and now anchored space, because you anchor at the Earth Star. And that's where you really feel safe and connected. The energy is going out through the Earth Star, through all of the ley lines, all the microlines in the earth, really making that very strong feeling of being safe and secure. Your next chakra is the dolphin matrix. Now, the dolphin matrix, again, this is about sensitivity and sexuality. This is where you get the feeling of yes. Yes, I'm going to do this, because it's a very playful energy, the dolphin matrix, and it flows directly through your heart. So it's the love that's flowing through. And the dolphins are quite amazing beings, and they are connected to this matrix. Now, this next chakra below your feet is going to excite quite a few people who've never heard of this before. It's called the Inner Earth City. And these Inner Earth Cities, this is where the fairies, the divas and the nature spirits connect with you. And they connect directly through to your solar plexus. And so the energy of the Inner Earth Cities is connecting with the energies of nature, all the nature spirits, the tree spirits, all the energies that are within the Inner Earth Cities. And of course, that includes the crystals and the minerals. It's a beautiful connection when you really can get down to that Inner Earth City. The next one is the whale matrix. So like the dolphin matrix, the whale matrix holds the deepest wisdom of the whole body, and it is ancient. It's really deep, and the wisdom that comes from this space is second to none. And this, of course, connects directly to your sacral chakra, your trust center, your creative center. So when you are connected through to your whale matrix, that's within the earth. So it's the deep connection with water, within Mother Earth, within Gaia, connecting through to your sacral chakra, your trust center, your creative space. Then we come to the heart of Mother Earth. This is the seventh chakra below your feet, and it, as I mentioned before, it connects you directly to your root chakra and then directly to your soul star. And it connects you from the heart of Mother Earth directly to your Shekinah chakra, Divine Mother Love chakra, above your head. So when you're earthed, when you're grounded, this is when you really can connect through to the seven chakras above your head. You can't do that until you are. So it's trying to connect through the chakras above your head. Your spiritual connection is extremely difficult unless you have opened and connected with the chakras below your feet. Which is why I always say to my clients, the more grounded you are, the higher you can fly. That's what happens when you are earthed, anchored and grounded. Relax now with more music from Paul, the Cosmic Percussionist. that you just love this sound. It's working with the land, with the trees, with the plants, with the crystals, with Merlin, that you can really be earthed and grounded. So clearing, cleansing, fluffing, exploring these lower chakras is not just great fun, but it really can enhance your daily life. And that's why it's important to be aware of where they are and what you can do with them. And of course, as I have mentioned, the seven below your feet, they all connect with the seven above your head. And this is where the angels come in, because when you are connecting to these spiritual chakras, you're connecting through to the angelic realms. We have already talked about the crown chakra. This is your thousand-petaled lotus at the top of your head, and the crown connects directly to the great central sun. This is the life source of all creation, and it brings the energy through from the great central sun through to your crown, right down through to your Shambhala star. So all of your chakras are receiving this life force when you are connecting to it. And the next chakra down is the Christed consciousness, the unconditional love. And this is the energy that flows from the Christed consciousness chakra directly to your third eye, and from your third eye directly down to your subroot chakra, earthing and anchoring you. This light, this beautiful unconditional love, flows in through from this chakra when you connect. And the next one is the intergalactic gateway. Whoa, this is amazing. It's balanced wisdom of the male and the female, because this intergalactic gateway is that space of the stars and the planets. And it really is a superb space to be. The stellar gateway comes next. This is the divine feminine aspect of the soul. And this connects directly to your heart and then down to the dolphin matrix. Can you see how this is flowing all the way through you now? And with the angel light flowing with ease and with grace. So we now come to the soul star, the divine masculine aspect of your soul. And this goes directly to your solar plexus, and from your solar plexus through to the dolphin matrix. So you can see how it all flows with ease and with grace. And this soul star and your earth star are the main aspects of your chakras. These are the ones that are mostly connecting through to you at this time. When you've got those two open, then the other chakras can flow through with ease and with grace. Now comes the Shekinah chakra. This is the Divine Mother Love, and this chakra is absolute love and connects directly through to your sacral chakra and then right down through to the whale matrix, the deepest wisdom of your whole being. The seventh chakra above your head is the heart of the dove, the Holy Spirit, and this connects directly through to your root chakra and then to the heart of Mother Earth. The angels bring the energy through from the great central sun, through from Father Sky, right the way down through your body, through to Mother Earth. Through you, the divine child. How wonderful is that? I love the way it flows. And these 21 chakras are all little flowers or big flowers, and they are wheels. They open, they move, and they breathe. So as you use your energy field, your frequencies to really balance and harmonize your chakra system, the whole of your being starts to shine, starts to bring that glow of divine love through to you.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
A for horses, B for mutton, C more cheeks. Dig for victory.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better.
Marks and Spencer.
Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
T for two.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
welcome back. I hope you've enjoyed Paul's beautiful music. It really does help to clear your chakras, doesn't it? And that's what we've been talking about with the help of Merlin and the Angels of Awakening. And so what are we going to do next week? Oh, my goodness me, I have no idea. The Merlin and the Angels have just told me it's going to be the new now and the way ahead. It's my last show. It's my fifth show. Amanda will be back after that. I've really enjoyed doing these shows. So my name's Daisy Foss, and you can find me on daisyfoss.com or on any of my socials, Daisy Foss. And I would be delighted to talk to you again. Much love, and have fun with Merlin and the Angels.